I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Bad news on the U.S. economy today. The unemployment rate held steady in August, and one knock-on effect from that is that fewer people can afford to buy homes, so the housing market remains stagnant. Venezuela's housing woes are a bit different. The big problem there is a lack of housing. So the government of President Hugo Chavez is pledging to build 2 million new low-cost homes, but some doubt whether Chavez will deliver on that promise. John Otis sent this report from Caracas.
Parents watch over their children at this homeless shelter in Caracas. These families arrived here 6 months ago after flash floods and landslides destroyed their homes. To kill time, the adults take turns cleaning the shelter's bathrooms.
Difícil, pero bueno, con esperanza de que nos den una nosotros.
Maria Mendoza says it's tough, but she and other families are waiting for the government to make good on its promise to provide them with new homes. Flood refugees like Mendoza have made Venezuela's housing shortage even worse. Experts say there's a deficit of more than 2 million units. In the 1950s and 60s, Caracas was one of Latin America's most modern cities. Amid an oil boom, gleaming high-rises were built downtown. Government housing projects rose from the slums. But as more people have migrated to cities from rural areas, construction has failed to keep pace with demand. High inflation has made banks wary of signing mortgages. Under Chavez, the public and private sectors have put up just 28,000 houses per year, less than half the number built during previous governments.
The construction were not priority, even though Chavez talked about that.
Political analyst Luis Vicente León says Chavez preferred to spend billions of petrodollars on schools, clinics, and food programs for the poor. These projects touch millions of Venezuelans, and their widespread popularity has helped Chavez get reelected twice. By contrast, says León, each government-built house benefits just one family.
The quantity of money you need to build a house is so high, and the quantity of votes that you get from it is so low.
But now, with a new presidential election approaching, the Chavez government seems to be focusing on housing at last. At an outdoor plaza in Caracas, people register for what's called the Great Housing Mission. The government program aims to provide low-cost housing and easy home loans. Plans call for building 2 million homes in the next 7 years. That includes 350,000 homes ahead of next year's vote. Dilumar Rodriguez works for the housing mission. She says flood refugees and homeless people are top priorities. Venezuelans have heard such promises before. 5 years ago, Chavez pledged to construct 75,000 new houses for Caracas. Fewer than 3,000 have been built. Those numbers feed suspicion that the new housing program is nothing but campaign trickery. Though Chavez is being treated for cancer, he intends to run for re-election next year. Even if the housing program proves to be a bust, León says that people expecting a house from Chavez are unlikely to vote for the opposition.
He's blackmailing people with that. He's trying to say, just if you vote for me, somebody is going to build a house, and this house is going to be yours. But if I am not going to be the president, the other guy is not going to do anything for you.
To John Checa, a Caracas tailor who earns $1,000 a month, the program seems like his only chance to become a homeowner. Checa has been renting his two-bedroom apartment for 7 years. He wants to buy it, but lacks $16,000 for the down payment. So he registered with the housing mission for a low-cost government loan. Campaign ploy or not, the promise of a home has put him firmly on Chavez's side. A lot of people are going to benefit from this housing program, he says. I just hope I'm one of them. For The World, I'm John Otis, Caracas.